It's the Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon here on 981 2NM. It's time to find out what's happening in the world of rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How you doing, mate?
Good afternoon, Bear. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au. We're just coming out of the process of COVID at the moment and enjoying, you know, having a lockdown here in Canada, but hopefully we'll be able to get ready to roll on Monday.
Well, I tell you what, mate, I've got a spring in my step. Last time we spoke, the Wallabies had just been trounced 3-0 by the All Blacks, but since that time, we've beaten the South Africans and the Argentinians. We're heading into a spring tour. A fortnight from today, we'll be taking on the might of Japan. Things are looking rosy when it comes to Australian rugby at the moment.
Oh, well, that'd be the deception out there, I suppose. We've got plenty of improvement. We did hand the Bledisloe over to the All Blacks, which is disappointing, and the All Blacks won the eToro Rugby Championship with a second 15. But, yeah, some interesting selections in the side. Not surprisingly, we've really gone down that road of not only declaring the Japanese players in the top league ready to go to be picked, such as the Coopers and also the McMahons, but also now three guys from the top 14 have been selected there in Tailevatu, of course, plays for Stade Français. La Rochelle, of course, for Will Skelton, and on the way through, of course, Rory Arnold. Interesting to see that Will Skelton hasn't played for the Wallabies since the 2015 World Cup. So,
yeah, but he is widely regarded by a lot of people as one of the best locks of the world, so it'd be insane to ignore him.
Yeah, well, that's the challenge now for the game, is if you wanted to go down the road of what South Africa and everybody else has done and just pick blokes from everywhere, so be it. And I think that might not be such a bad thing for the next 4 or 5 years as we have two World Cups, with one hopefully in Australia in 2027. And the British and Irish Lions, but the fact is that next week, when we take on Japan, or not next week, a fortnight's time, when we take on Japan at about 3 o'clock on hopefully either 9GM or NBN, on the 23rd, we'll have that ability to not have access to those guys yet. Under the World Rugby window, you can only have those guys for 3 weeks of the year,
right,
and also the inbound series. So that's going to be the challenge, because you've got other fellas there such as Bernard Foley and also Kane Douglas and Nick Phipps and all these other guys who could be picked as well. So it really comes down to the fact, does Rugby Australia want to win the Bledisloe and win a World Cup, or it wants to just keep producing these young kids? But looking at the tour side, you know, the likes of Harry Wilson and also Darcy Swain and Noah Leosoa have missed the boat. So you can find out more through rugby.com.au. But yeah, it's going to be a real challenge for blokes like Jake Gordon if he can keep his spot, not only now but into the future. Also, of course, moving forward, yeah, with all these imported players, will now players say, right, why should we bother play Super Rugby when we can toddle off overseas for three times the money?
Well, I can't necessarily blame them, and if it means that we have a very strong Wallaby side, then I'm all for it. There's obviously a balance that works out, and we haven't had the balance in our favour for the last couple of years. Mate, you got a little bit of news to tease up regarding Super Rugby?
Yeah, on Tuesday when we come back on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au, we've got a big, big story when Super Rugby will be played. We know it's going to start on February the 18th. Great to see that Mick Byrne, the former Hawthorn VFL player and premiership-winning player. Also, of course, once he retired the year after that, he went straight into the Manly Marlins and won a premiership in 1997.
Yeah.
He's the coach of the Fijian Drua. And also Aaron Major, the former Canterbury Crusaders and Highlanders coach and All Black player. He's now the coach of the Moama Civic side. Interesting sides with that, but there's going to be some radical changes for Super Rugby when you're going to watch it, and maybe the time you'll watch it as well.
Ooh.
So we're going to have that exclusive for you on Tuesday, and yeah, it's just going to be interesting times when it comes to that.
All right.
Also, World Cup qualifiers continue on their merry way on the World Rugby YouTube channel as Uruguay take on America. So that'll be the first tide who will go into the World Cup apart from the qualifiers from the World Cup in 2019. Can you believe that, Bear? It's just incredible. If it was 3 months later, we wouldn't have had a Rugby World Cup in Japan.
Isn't that incredible? Mate, just before we get out of here on this one, a little bit of local rugby news. You've got a new development officer around here.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about Brenton, hanging in touch with him on Tuesday, but it's great to see that a local boy is going to be part of the process, having a quick chat, and he's pretty excited. Well, he's based in Newcastle. Really got to get stuck into him and be part of the experience when getting to have a chat with Brent. Played for the Cockatoos back in 2001 against the British and Irish Lions. Played for the Wallpliers. Played for Gordon in their grand final win in 1998 as well in the Shoot Shield.
Oh, with my cousin Ross back at the day. Yeah, Ross Reynolds was in that team.
Yeah. He's 45, but he's looking for something of a bit of a challenge, and it's certainly going to be a challenge. But the big thing is we've got to keep getting him his mind on the job to actually work out it's not only Newcastle, so it's not just Waratahs and Wanderers and Murray, the Carlton and Hamilton. It's
yep.
all about the heart of rugby, and that's Muswellbrook Heelers and Singleton Bulls and Pergolvin and all those sort of places. So they're the most important things moving forward. So we look forward to giving you those fantastic stories on Tuesday at 7:50 on 2NM. Also, of course, we continue on with the Central North Referee experience as well. We'll talk a little bit about that and some other bits and pieces around the place when it comes to local rugby as we get out of the quarantine that we've had for the last couple of months.
Well, Weeksy, thank you very much for joining us on this Saturday afternoon. And as you mentioned a couple of times, we will catch up and talk some more rugby on Tuesday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. You enjoy the rest of your weekend, mate.
Thanks very much, Bear.